Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to tune in to Spiritual Emergency Training. This is Lynn, Mystic Healer. Yes, where we're bringing in the light, shining in the darkness, bringing in the light where the darkness dwells, because love, alrighty, love is the answer. It's what we came here for. Love is the answer. It opens the doors. Love is the answer. It heals so much more. Love is the answer. It stops all the wars. So how can that really be? How can we manifest a new paradigm where we have a true pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America? And to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God. God within each person. We're all made in the image of God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. How can you have liberty and justice if we aren't growing and teaching and training people and bringing in the legislation for armies of light workers? Okay, why? Where's the legislation for our new earth? Our new earth legislation for our beloved USA to unite our communities. It's time. With Heart Math Institute training, mandatory mindfulness training programs, mandatory soul therapy, soul connection work, soul recovery work, soul discovery, life purpose work, transformational counseling programs, and mandatory healing touch practitioner programs, mandatory critical thinking and mindfulness training for the children. Because we're supposed to be helping and healing and loving and caring for each other instead of drugging and jailing and killing each other. So you follow the money on these old system programs that are on the planet right now. The military-industrial complex, biochemical, robotic warfare funds, okay? And the go to the transhuman agenda. See what's going on there. Check it out. Transhuman super soldiers. Yeah, real loving. Uh-huh. Okay, and we've got the fracking industry with 590 chemicals in the fossil fuels, 425 more waterway, destruction, eminent domain, personal properties. We've got the elite tied to these paradigm programs where they are in total destruction of our air. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org. Geoengineeringwatch.org. These are the scientists that are saying, no, what have we done? Wrong, beep, wrong direction. Go to nuclearplanet.com. Go to nuclearplanet.com. Check out the funding that is supposed to go to 60 more nuclear weapon sites. Oh, that'll be so good with the robotic transhuman super soldiers with, what else do they have? Oh, they've got directed energy weapons. So what are we paying for? Oh, yes, all of our taxes to the elite are going to more militarism. Oh, for what? Oh, so that we'll have, oh, how many more open fracked well sites and, nuclear weapons and just nuclear power plants that need water too. They have all this waste all over the place and all the different fossil fuel programs out there. Oh, but they're such good targets, aren't they, for robotic transhuman super soldiers that are being chipped. They can actually chipped. They've got them chipped now. They're so proud because we're paying for that. We're paying for this military-industrial complex to torture people. It's okay, right? Yeah. Trump said it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, hell, whatever. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They all, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we can also continue the proliferation of GMO, you know, Monsanto farming, biochemical warfare that is being perpetuated on the people. And we can keep paying for these are our, it's our tax money. Oh, but the rich are making money off of, oh, if we could just get people to check out, follow the friggin' money. Maybe the courtroomwatch.com group can help, or the new National Alliance, National Liberty Alliance group can help us, because we really need the new lawyers that really are coming from an evolution of and saving our species and the planet so that we can bring in the new paradigm projects and programs, you know, where we have organic farming, where we build, you know, the doctor's book of food remedies. Divisions and the doctor's book of home remedies. You know, they're just 750 pages, multitude of doctors backing it. We've got the doctor's book of home remedies with at least 450 pages. And we've got how many churches out there that are avoiding taxes? So they're perpetuating this demise and poverty. They're actually allowing their children to be taught and trained what to use guns at 5 in Israel. And I think in the U.S. it's 8 to 12-year-old young Marines. So the gun lobby has this hammered down to, you know, just weapons, weapons, weapons. But, you know, 3D printers and replicators can replace these old paradigm systems. But if we allow the perpetuation of these thought forms about the brutality and what's going on with the abuse and the misuse of the funds that are going through the Pentagon, which, you know, Senator Wyden did try to put a call out for those of you that are good with computers to audit the Pentagon, follow the dark money. We really need help with that because the money that is going through the Pentagon is tied to all kinds of black op projects and programs that don't honor our USA. And, you know, you want more verification, go to the veteransforpeace.org. Go to the veteransforpeace.org. The veteransforpeace.org. And get involved with them. And then go to the codepink.org, codepink.org. Go to all the different, thepeacealliance.org, thepeacealliance.org. We really need to go to and get more of the, like I said, heart and soul legislation for heart and soul-based community services with a good basic guaranteed income with single payer for all. So instead of putting people up in jails and in, you know, and then, you know, some, of course, have to go to jail. We know that. You know, the sociopaths that like to drug and jail and kill and abuse people, and they get off on it. Yeah, they don't, they, you know, they really got to, they got to go. And, yeah, that's for sure. But we really, most of them just need reprogramming, transformational counseling and programs need to be taken to churches and different spiritual evolutionary groups and reprogrammed. And knowing that they can actually get a job instead of going to, you know, one of our 1,000 military bases in 156 countries, and including the drug wars. Think about the drug wars, a massive, massive money tied to drug wars that are tied to guns and drugs and guns and drugs. One nation under God, not drugs and guns. can we get this, okay? The drugs and gun wars that are tied to Big Pharma, that are also tied to the mass incarceration system that is just disgusting. There's no healing. And go to Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next, and look at the government policies, especially the Norway restorative justice programming. Those legislative policies, how to arrest the Wall Street bankers, they after the Women's March in Iceland was fantastic. I don't, you know, why we can't do that, I don't know. And the education for healthcare, the education for the children, the sex education programs, Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next, those legislative policies would bring in a civilization where, you know, people could actually bring in a whole new paradigm in their communities. There would be so much more joyful children of God, joyful, actual joyful filled creative process and programs that could actually tie into the New Earth Health and Human Services with heart and soul-based community services with that good basic guaranteed income. Not to go to war, Christians. Not to go to war. And they said, oh, yeah, but thou shalt not kill. They shifted it to murder. Well, how many bombs, how many drone? Oh, 300 more drone bomb bases are supposed to be put up in Africa. So how much more teaching and training? We reap what we sow. We've been sowing war and drugging and drug wars for way, way too long. And it's our turn on in the U.S. to flip the legislation process and programs. Go with charterforcompassion.org groups. Go to charterforcompassion.org groups. Go to charterforcompassion.org, and then let's go to transitionus.org, transitionus.org, and then please also get with a group called the Next Project System, the next system.org, but they might have project under it too. So the Next System Project.org, the Next System Project.org. And let's just keep a move on here because we're all connected. Everybody on the planet, it's a big house. And that's why the World Parliament of Religions needs, you know, we all, our USA, really can be the leaders in bringing these new cooperative, cap on free trade, too. How beautiful it works. That was, of course, in Michael Moore's movie, Where to Invade Next. And that legislative policies, how well it worked. And everything was, all these policies, these and then he shows a program for, like I said, lower education, higher education out of Denmark, you know, instead of barracks training for killing people, on military bases. They have in Denmark, you know, you get paid to go to school. You get paid to become a doctor. You get paid for higher education. You get paid. You have free room and board, too, and health care. You know, just instead of killing, you know, instead of pushing people to kill one another, you get paid to have, you know, instead of a dorm and teaching and training to kill. And have health care for the massive military-industrial complex. We can actually go now and teach and train people at heart and soul-based community services. You actually pay people. You give them a place to live, even if it's just a tiny house or a tiny apartment. Yeah, you do. They need a safe place to process themselves, too. Become responsible. Grow up. You know, it's time for this planet to evolve out of the lower level. Ego mind, self-centered, self-righteous, horrifying, truly. limited fear-based ego mind programs, limited fear-based ego mind programs, MKL programs, where, Jesus taught you love one another, right? Jesus taught you actually love your enemy. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, what happened? What happened there? Mm-hmm. Okay, and didn't Jesus also teach you forgive 7 times 70? You know, and you're just saying, well, we just can't do any of this. Well, we better start. That's where the computer technology with directed energy weapons with robotic chipped super soldiers and transhuman super soldiers, is that where we're going to keep our thought forms? Are we going to actually teach and start training and paying people to do cooperative businesses? Why aren't people being taught and trained cooperative businesses? You know, where people realize the water, land, sea, and air. Oh, that's right. Robots don't need land. Right. Maybe a box. Right. They don't need water. Right. They don't need land. They don't need sea. The sea, the beautiful ocean. No, they don't need it. They don't need food. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. The elite have it so figured out. Oh, they don't need health care. Got it? Yeah. So we're really in a real demise of programming here on the planet where people are feeling like, oh, my gosh, there's not enough. Well, it's a friggin' unlimited universe, okay? Here's the other thing. Africa has 7.4 billion acres. Africa alone. So let's see, there's not enough land. Interesting, isn't it? For the depopulation Agenda 21 program. Right. We have to just bow down, shut up, and allow them to continue playing with us like little rats or bugs. Yeah, they get to play. Nasty. And it's just really appalling that there are so many people that are allowing our teachers, you know, why aren't they sticking up for edible landscaping crews in every community, virtual gardens, smart flow farms, our land, sea, water, air, oceans? Why aren't all militaries standing down and going green? Prove they care. Prove they care about their countries. And love one another. Let's see. Oh, we could never teach that. Yeah, we can. Because actually, there's scientific proof. We have scientific proof. Do you like it, scientists? Behavioral scientists? Trans psychology people? We have scientific proof now that we're not only all connected, ancestry.com. Figure it out. We're all brothers and sisters or cousins. All of us, red, yellow, black, and white, period. That's the law of one. That is one of the, you know, the first cosmic universal laws on, that we need to wake up to as far as moving into evolving consciousness, individually and collective, you know, resonance, and individual and collective soul resonance. And let's see. They also have Resonance Academy and the CMRM programs. You can check them out. We're all connected. And we really need to get this together because it's an unlimited friggin' universe. And it's time for really divine, massive divine, Holy Communion. Oh, what does that mean? Holy Communion. What is Holy Communion? Does anyone even know the truth? It's not remembering the death and suffering and eating body parts and drinking blood in remembrance so that the dark can say, hey, Jesus died for our sins. We can do whatever we want. I've heard that directly from the dark side. Yeah, using us against each other. They love it. Yeah, mental, physical, whatever kind of divide, conquer, separation of abuse or suffering they can inflict. And then how do you resurrect people's lives through breath work, chakra openings, direct contact with a divine, interdimensional, holy, divine, a love. God is love. God is love. Loving light frequencies. So, real Holy Communion, it's really time for it. And that's why Soul Time Magazine, Soul News, Nicole Whitney, and Stuart Wilde. You might want to go back to Nicole Whitney's program and check it out. She's got a, especially the one before Stuart Wilde. He was on one of my talk shows too before he died. Yeah, it's really a beautiful one that she's got on her recordings, Nicole Whitney, with Stuart Wilde. Really beautiful. And, oh, another group where people are actually ascending into, you know, in their light body. James has had, Gilliland's had people that are advancing into their, not just remote viewing, but their psychic empowerment. So we're all psychic. We all, but we're all blocked. We've been blocked off with our chakras, really badly blocked for eons on this planet because we've been used as slaves. You know, some people call it the prison planet. Well, whatever you want to call it, it's time for massive enlightenment for the entire species and the planet. And so what does it really mean, Holy Communion? Breathwork. What does holy breathwork mean? Okay, yogas use it. It's in the Bible. What was it? Oh, Dr. Andrew Weil talks about it in his The Breath as a Master Key to Self-Healing. Groff, I think it's international, Dr. Groff. Anyway, NLP programs are out there. I mean, we really have to realize that we're all connected, and how, what does the first commandment really mean? It means God first. What does that mean? It means the individual's own soul activation process to be directly connected in sacred contract to Source, their Akashic records, their eternal intergalactic energies. These eternal energies that are only of the higher frequency. They're only of love and light. They're really critical right now. They've set up new grids around the planet. There's been a lot of light bearers and light workers working very, very hard, but being hit very hard, excuse me, by these really horrid I just say, some people call them reptiles, whatever you want to call them. Excuse me. Or, you know, the ones that get off on war. That war is actually fun. They put a program out before my mom died. They tried to. That we're celebrities when there's stripes. And, you know, that war, the logo was War is Fun. Put that out under our name when my brothers were Army, Navy, Marines, and what happened to them in Vietnam, what's happening now, what happened to all their friends, what happened to all the women involved with the DAV, the Disabled American Vets, and what's really been going on with our soldiers. Check it out, and also check out, go and check out some of the latest. It's a YouTube, it's called Gangs in Our U.S. Army 2017. And it's done by a military Army sergeant, or, yeah, I believe so. Anyway, you can check it out. It's really important to understand that these thought forms of war go along with abuse, rape, pillage, plunder, and it goes along with what's happening. You know, why are we having so many problems at our border? And if you trace them back to the drug wars and the money for the drugs and guns, guns and drugs, guns and drugs, and drugs and gun wars. Yeah. I mean, why is it that 95% of the world's heroin comes out of Afghanistan, so we pay for it? How many ways are we paying for it? How many ways is our country paying for the proliferation of a military-industrial complex and drug wars and mass incarceration and abuse and human trafficking? And it's all just education, new job creation with mass media support. So I'm really praying that the World Parliament of Religions, AGNT.org, their movement, AGNT.org, all caps, you know, Apple, Gary, Nancy, Tom, .org, and also that we get a move on with what we can do with restructuring a people's budget. There is a people's budget online, but we can do even more with it. And there's a new resource bank group out there too. You know, Ellen Brown out of California trying to talk about different types of GPI, Genuine Progress Indicator banking systems, and how to go about shifting off of a, quantum easing fractional GDP to an actual genuine progress indicator programming system of banking, where, but again, it's all thought, right? Thoughts create a reality. And so it's really important to me for people to understand that we need to get the legislation all over, I mean all over, the peacealliance.org to help, and the teachers, AFT.org, it's the American Federation of Teachers.org, and all the churches. I know that we have the technology to do this now, interfaith power for light, interfaith. PowerForLight.org, InterfaithPowerForLight.org. Lightworkers Armies, let's go. And it's really critical in every community. These are the new inner peace police. Inter peace. Inner, and inter. The community police. Inter peace police. Yeah. We can actually do this now because we have internet, cell phones, and language apps, and people are understanding there's only 10 basic emotions. There's only 10. Look up science research on behavioral science on basic emotions for human beings. There's really only 10. And then you can go to the next phase of that they know now, too. And I know that the American Board of Hypnotherapy and the Clinical Society of Medical Hypnosis they're doing outpatient surgeries, burns, emergency training, healing cancer, autoimmune diseases. You know, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. But moderate to severe psychiatric disorders, and a lot of it is the power within. We have to go to the next level of medical hypnosis. People could start there with that training, but it's really important that people understand that each person's soul is a resonance of the energetics of the higher vibrations and thought form of love, of harmony, of grace, gratitude, honesty. How about that one? Honesty, integrity. How about that one? Honesty, integrity, caring, sharing, gratitude, and joy that you want for yourself, but you want for others. Because we're all connected, just makes it way more fun. Because each person's sole purpose is divine and creative, and it's always win-win to grow their light. The Lightworkers Armies, it's time to establish them I'm really tired of not getting advertising and marketing from all these supposedly caring groups out there that, you know, do all this information about the shit, going on that is negative, mean, nasty, fear-based, ugly, dark, and mean, and evil. Some straight-out friggin' evil that we really need to focus on. The inner light of each person, how to create the armies of light to dispel that whole kind of nasty paradigm programming that really doesn't need to be there anymore at all. Like with replicator machines and 3D printers for good, and you know, all the biophotonic clean water systems. We need desalinization programs. We need light rail, maglev trains. Oh, guess what? There's also a group in Japan, very cool. Mizmo, I think it was called. Mizmo.com, I think. Anyway, I have to check them out. But it's just beautiful. You know, more international space stations and more, oh, guess this, 200 and international, since all the businesses and multi-corporation, our lead are already international, we have to deal with this and reframe it all. And it's our power, our U.S. that can do this. And also two international space stations and international work on the moon with 240 miles of solar panels. Think of that. Then we can really make a difference, clean up this planet. It could be so cool when all the energy is already being done. Anyway, there's just so much that we can do with, you know, the new friend of mine has a solar panel in water. It's water pump and doing all kinds of different with the new battery systems that they've developed. I mean, if we can get our military to stand down and go green worldwide and put the thought forms into saving the countries and interconnecting them, saving our land, sea, water, and air, oh my gosh. We can do anything. It's unlimited. It's unlimited. And the universe is unlimited. There are nine other Earth-like planets not that far away, which NASA has shown here and there and then taken out of our mindset or programming. So really, it's time. You know, the Pleiades, pretty sure that Jesus came from the Brotherhood and Sister of the Light, which would be, I think, the Pleiadians. And because they look like us more, but also too, probably he spent time with the Arcturians and the Andromedans, maybe the Syrians. So we really have to get this on and realize that we're star seeds, we're star brothers and sisters, we're all connected, the planet was taken over, and we need to bring it back. We need to help to reframe the programs out of the warring and drugging and annihilation of the planet. Do you know all these huge, massive, supposedly warships that we have, they all are computer orientated. I mean, they can all be hacked. All computers can be hacked. Okay? We're in some deep doo-doo. Okay? All of them. And if we keep perpetuating money to war, thoughts of war, and drugs, and more drugs, oh, and more vaccination farms, which are becoming more and more polluted because of the, you know, the water that they are recycling from fracked wells or whatever, or friggin' dumb fossil fuel coal crap or what. I mean, even, get this, even the toilets, okay? People are in so many meds, our toilet systems can't flush all the big pharma meds, you know. So I just can't figure out why we are still paying, our government is still allowing to pay for private insurance companies. So get off the Medicare for All. Stop it. Medicare for All sucks, okay? It doesn't work. It's already been convoluted in so many directions. So sideswipe with the options and private insurance companies that are insane. It's insane, okay? It's disgusting, actually. As a registered nurse in Oregon and in Canada, single payer, go with the NationalNursesUnited.org. NationalNursesUnited.org. We want single payer. Single payer health care, it is single page. Could you please, I don't know how many times I have to ask, you know, what, is this 1,000? Fix it. Go share the YouTube. Fix it. Health at the tipping point by unfinished business. I especially want the Republicans and the high-end Dems and the Libertarians to watch it and share it, okay? Fix it. Health at the tipping point. It's by a business. If we're going to have holistic Chamber of Commerce, bring in the new Cities of Enlightenment, Peace, Green projects and programs for our kids and the future, we have to clean up our land, sea, water, and air. We really do. And all the projects and programs and systems that are all being depleted and ruined, okay? It's really important. Fix it. YouTube. Health at the Tipping Point by Unfinished Business. And go to healthoverprofit.org, healthoverprofit.org. They're a fabulous group. I love them. Healthoverprofit.org. Absolutely fabulous. And push for, I mean, get the advertisement. Figure it out how important it is to get single-payer health care. Okay? It's HR, federal, HR 676. Finally yesterday, finally there was a little snippet on Tom Hartman. Come on. Hurry up. You know, come on. We're going to just really get our government back to a real pledge of allegiance. And a nation under God within each person. That's each person's inner light. That helps people grow up individually and collectively, resonate higher. You know, you want to say, hey, you're effed up. You know, go into a spiritual center, you know, or go in online, or go to, you know, a church that should be teaching you real Holy Communion. That's direct contact with Jesus and the Holy Spirit realm, direct contact. Period. Direct contact with Jesus and the Holy Spirit realm. Bring them in and figure it out. Your answers, everyone's answers, back to medical hypnosis and inner guidance programming and intuition, your answers are inside of you. Instead, we're drugging everybody since they're 2 years old, right? And all these weird vaccinations that are made from vaccination farms all over the world, and then they're shipped. To who, to where, to when? Maybe they sat in the sun too long. Oh, my God. With all the chemicals in them and all the chemicals, even in our water system from people peeing all their big pharma drugs in our toilets and in our rivers. I mean, they've done river samples. It's insane. I mean, really, we have to get off this biochemical, biochemical, medical, industrial, insanity complexes on this planet. It's just, it's insane. It really, it's making people insane. Then they're off balance. Then people judge them. Then they go into more post-traumatic stress. Do you know that soul therapy and medical hypnosis alone can heal people? 99% of the people with moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. Okay, and that's talking pain management, cancer healing, autoimmune diseases, moderate to severe psychiatric disorders. Do you want to help with pain management? Do you really care? Any of you? I mean, what are you doing? Why don't we have massive legislation on our agenda, on our airways, all of it? Do you care? Do you really care? Really? There should be massive, massive advertising marketing. There's so many light workers online. Ascension programs. That means getting in touch with your higher self. Who are you really and why are you here? By the way, it's always divine and creative. Why aren't more of you even helping develop USDAC, U.S. Department of Arts and Culture, USDepartmentofArtsandCulture.org? And how dare some of the libertarians and the friggin', you know, high-end, you know, our political parties not understand these systems that they're part of, Dems and Republicans. How dare them divide us and conquer like this? It's disgusting. Because who profits? The elite and their systems. It's disgusting. Really? I mean, come on. Why are we allowing this to keep happening to our people? When we don't have to. You know, really. We can actually have inner peace police training programs. You know, like I said, hey, I see your energy's really effed up. You know? Hey, you need realigning. Mind, body, spirit. Mind, body, spirit. What did Jesus say? What did the Holy Spirit realm tell you to do? By the way, it's not to drug and jail and kill people. Oh! You know, that isn't a side effect. The side effects of suicide and homicide are with big pharma, pharmaceuticals. You can get testimonies from madinamerica.org, madinamerica.org, and get with Mike Papantonio, Ring of Fire. Come on, Joe Kennedy about it. I mean, big pharma, and drug warlords. You know, I mean, this is insane. Grow all the natural herbs. I mean, really, edible landscaping groups with all the natural herbs for eating. You know, I mean, all of them. Coca leaves, poppies, you know, for pain management. Grow your own, oreganos, garlics, of course, but, you know, and all the turmerics oh my God, there's just so many. Oh, marijuana. I mean, all grow them all. We need massive paid civil service green teams everywhere that are growing. You know, are the natural herbs and edible flowers and new raw food diets and you know the evolution of our communities locally and globally. You know, and then there's all kinds of people here for the water. You know, the oceanography or ocean conservancy group, you can get with them. You know, you'll know your calling. There's people here that are for solar and wind. You know, there's people that are here for other kinds of renewable energies. Keshi Foundation has some projects, and there's, you know, the new hydrogen car companies. You can see hydrogen cell car companies. But the main thing is that people need to know there's other jobs. There's other jobs opened up, you know, and if they know that their children, you know, can be part of their own heart and soul resonance programming, maybe they're here for, nature, you know, our national parks to keep them in harmony with. Nature therapy, so to speak. I mean, really, we're going to need to have, you know, their commons areas where it is, you know, it isn't privatized. It really is lovingly. We need, you know, the massive money in wild edible mushrooms and fungus and the different kinds of, you know, what do they call them, fungus conks or whatever. And there's also the Native Americans know that the pine trees, their spurs, the pine, blue spurs and the spruce fir and the pine trees fir trees too, have the little spruce ends that when they're coming out, they are so medicinal. They're incredible. They're like ginkgo goba or echinacea, and I mean, come on, there is so much work to be done throughout all the communities with and different people. Some people are here just for birds, or even just exotic birds, or they're here for the elephant. You know, they're here for different species, or they're here for cats, or they're here for dogs. You know, for therapy to teach and train people. I mean, everyone has gifts, okay? That's what the soul, the God within gifts. That's the soul. That's part of the Bill of Rights. That's part of the Declaration of Human Rights. And that's part of the inalienable rights of each person that actually honor not only their gifts. You know, maybe it's music, sound, movement therapies of the future. I mean, there's so many movement therapies, hydrotherapies, and... Oh, geez. I mean, so many incredible, interactive, harmonic, resonance, heart and soul resonance programs, you know, that can be taught and trained in the schools now interactively. You know, new trade schools where the youth are taught and trained how to make different tiny house structures or you know, more firemen, more you know, of the you know, really people that are there during disasters, and different grid builders, not hackers, you know, and different. Well, you have to change, you know, the grid systems with the, we don't need on the ground, the smart meters. There's other ways to, you have to go to 05G, 05G, .com, zero and the number 5G.com, because the smart meters, it turns out, actually are more susceptible to these directed energy type weapons. And there's evidence from, I think it was October 9th in the Siskiyou County editorial program, with evidence where one of the women there, their family decided their electromagnetic frequencies and they're chemically sensitive. And so they ended up getting, they applied to opt out of the smart meters, and these smart meters are way more dangerous than people thought. And so the smart meters, again, the houses around, even some of the houses around were melted, their refrigerators, melted their washers and dryers, all the metal in the house was so overamped by the smart meter electrical grid hit that it just went craziness. And so we have to look at that. You know, that's not, you know, and then here, her house in the middle of all these burnt houses was okay because she didn't have one. She opted out. So these are safety issues, you know, that the large corporations that are in control right now are not paying attention to, and lying about, actually totally lying, you know, about 165,000 leaking gas lines already, over 165,000 gas lines, okay, with fracked water. Do you know fracking has 590 chemicals in it? What are we doing? Come on. And it's just shifting the government subsidies that are going to, you know, big pharma, the biomedical industrial complex, to drug wars, the mass incarceration systems, to the fossil fuels, and the massive penal industrial complex, and reallotting those projects and programs throughout the communities with community rights development groups, because at heart and soul, because the kids that are here, some are here for new, what they call extra command train programming for interstellar travel development. They really are. They're already here for that. And but a lot of them are here to develop, you know, what we can develop, more of a heaven on earth. People go, you can't do it. Yeah, we can. You know, you get the militaries worldwide to stand down and grow green and refocus on Disneyland for everyone. But at the same time, heart and soul therapy and resonance projects and programs where people are actually expected to help and heal and love one another instead of drug and jail and shoot and kill each other. You know, really, it's kind of basic Christianity or basic spirituality development of, you know, planetary systems, and ours needs to be in mass contact with the divine Holy Spirit realm, which is the legions of Archangel Michael's, angels, which also is the spirit guides, and the loving relative level of love and light. You know, the Corinthians has it in there where true love never dies, and that part is true. But Holy Communion, again, the reality is we need to teach the children how to have direct contact with their guardian angel, open up their chakra system, third eye. Don't give them drugs to block it more. Don't block their divine intuition. We're blocking them. We're blocking them with horrible, horrible programs you know, fighting, you know, brothers, sisters, wives, cousins, red, white, blue, white, green. Come off it. We're being played. We are being duped again by the top 1%. It's just disgusting. Really, when we have internet, cell phones, and language apps, you learn to talk to your cousins. And if, you know, you learn your life lessons, you learn how to raise your frequency individually and collectively, soulmates. Hey, and how about if they're so worried about depopulation agendas, why don't they offer Planned Parenthood at the next evolving level? Because everyone can be watched. Everyone's being watched. Every center can be watched in all the churches, open 24/7. Open up the malls, too, 24/7. For heart and soul-based training camps, armies of light. How about it? I mean, we can. Why not? And the Planned Parenthood groups, they need to go to evolving relationships, real tantra sexual education programs, healing touch practitioner, make it mandatory as they grow up, healing touch practitioner programs, look them up. You know, we can do this. It's just re-education, job creation programs. Stop the abuse. Stop having sex with the wrong people. Karmically causes all kinds of damage to each person, male and female. We got to move beyond. Heart and soul moves beyond race, religion, and gender. We move above it, beyond race, religion, and gender problems and issues. And with this new job creation program, we can offer free tubal ligations and free vasectomies. I mean, why not? There's plenty of people out there that once they learn their heart and soul resonance, they can adopt from the war-torn zones, whatever, take them into community for heart and soul training, programming, quickly. We really need to get all the churches and malls opened up and offer these new jobs where people, it's advertised everywhere, on the air, in the papers, online. We take over the Main Street media programming and bring our country back together with heart and soul-based community services, with all kinds of movement, art, singing, dance, all the new movement therapies. We know we're supposed to be working with harmonic convergence individually and collectively, soulmates, twin flames, you know, education individually and collectively, how to use Heart Math Institute classes, healing touch practitioner classes, mindfulness training, critical thinking, and movement therapies, art, music, singing, dancing. Oh, come on. We can do this. You know, it's just new education, job creation. I'm almost out of time here. So we really need to come together on this and get people to realize they can sign up for any 501c3 or apprentice business programs, or kids can say, hey, you know, go to their teachers or go to the, you know, Chamber of Commerce Holistic and say, hey, we want to start our own co-op with our money in our little tiny house village or where we live, you know, get a house together and bam, we want to start a new cooperative, our own new business, you know, because they don't have daddy's money, okay? That's just got to shift. It's wrong what's happened with okay, anyway, I'm out of time. Let's just end with the thought forms of legislation, airways everywhere, new education, job creation, mass media support to build the new. Go to Alliance of Mayors, allianceofmayors.org. Maybe they'll help too, allianceofmayors.org, to get our new enlightened, green, peaceful, loving, caring, sharing community services at heart and soul-based level community services, which really are armies of healers and light workers with single payer, which is really important right now. So thank you so much, and think about our Pledge of Allegiance to our flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which we stand, one nation, under God within you. That's that inner light, helping people with direct contact with their Holy Spirit realm. Jesus and the Holy Spirit realm, bringing it in, let go of that God, bring it in. And that is where the indivisible freedom and justice for all really reside. And our country can be the country that also brings in the whole world under God. God within each, above and below, and interstellar travel with the brother and sisterhood, enlightenment, peace and green, with armies, Archangel Michael, angels, helping us with joy, with joy. Remember, blessed are the peacemakers, because they will be called the children of God. Let's go. Let's go. Armies of light, we can do this. Thank you. Armies of light, that's what's right. Armies of light. So with that, I'm going to go out with Patti Becker's song, Shine, okay? Patti Becker, her song is from the album Carry Me Away. Much love to all today, and light, peace, and joy, and goodness. Yeah, it's time to focus on bringing in the new paradigm system. Thank you so much today. Patti Becker, her album Carry Me Away, and her song Shine. So shine your light, everyone. Help others to connect and shine theirs, and get the jobs for light workers opened up quickly. Thank you.
Loves me through and through, and if the whole world knew how much God loves them too, what a different world this could be. We would shine with the glory we were meant to. We would shine for the peace that never fades with time. We would walk. If the whole world knew that God surrounds them too, what a difference.